Welcome to ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer at the NFL Combine, joined by my favorite former Bears quarterback, Jim Miller. Jim, thanks for joining us. Tell me a little bit about the draft as far as how it's unique from previous drafts, strengths, weaknesses.
Well, I think like most drafts, there's always going to be areas of strength. Last year, pretty much the past couple of years of strength was what? Receiver. You know, you had all these receivers coming out, Odell Beckham and these guys making instant impact. This year's draft is pretty much stacked on the defensive line and even from the pass rusher standpoint. So you could be in the fourth round and still get a quality player that's going to be a major contributor, you know, and that can play and is ready to play right out of college. So typically everybody says the defensive line. I like the offensive line. I think it's pretty strong too. And the quarterback group is better than what has been expected over the past few years.
A lot could happen between now and obviously the draft with free agency in between. But as you look at the Bears sitting there with the 11th pick, who are some prospects that might interest them at that point?
Well, again, pass rushers are a key. So, you know, you got guys like DeForest Buckner from Oregon. A lot of people saying he's a Calais Campbell type of player. And then for the Bears, we know the Bears need help at the middle linebacker spot. So there are two interesting linebackers that are both coming off ACL tears. Miles Jack from UCLA, and then you got to think about Jalen Smith from Notre Dame. That guy is a hot rod waiting to happen, and I know the Bears, it's the monsters of the Midway. They've always had great linebackers, and there could be two great ones that you really just have to do the medical competitive advantage to see when they're going to both be ready to play.
Let me ask you about your area of expertise, quarterback. If you look around the combine, there's former Bear quarterbacks everywhere. I think Cordell Stewart's sitting over there, too. I'm going to guess that you're not available, though, to play next year for the Bears. So a lot of people are talking about getting Jay Cutler's eventual successor. They're obviously committed to him, but they're going to be 33 before the season starts. Do you see anyone in this draft that could fulfill that role, maybe in the second round, maybe in the third round, maybe in the fourth round?
Yeah, there's going to be a couple of guys. Obviously, Christian Hackenberg from Penn State. Connor Cook, I believe, from Michigan State, goes in the first round. Hackenberg's right at the, you know, top of the second round. But then you got guys like Jacoby Brissett from North Carolina State. He's got a big arm. He's a tough guy. He's physical, and he can throw the ball with a lot of consistency. He was down at the Senior Bowl. Other guys like Dak Prescott from Mississippi State, he's got really intriguing and qualities about him, and I think he's going to be a talented guy that gets drafted pretty high. There are some heady quarterbacks that I think a lot of people aren't giving him a lot of love, and it would be, for me, it's Brandon Allen from Arkansas. I know the coach there personally. I played with him in college, and Dan Enos. I know it's a pro-style offense, but he's just really savvy with how he plays, makes good decisions, know when windows open up, and you know he's a guy that somewhat has been in a pro-style system. When you're thinking about all these spread offenses, he could go in there, do check with me's and all those type of things, and not panic. He can play.
That's great stuff. Now, I mentioned before briefly about free agency starting March 9th. You don't have to give me names, but as you look at the Bears, what do you think their greatest needs are going into that period, and what do you hope to see them address?
Well, I think they want to get upgrade the cornerback spot, because here you got Tracy Porter, who has been good for the Bears, but there's some good corners that are out there. I mean, think of Sean Smith from Kansas City, a guy like Janoris Jenkins from the Rams, and they also have Tremaine Johnson that's a free agent. So I think they want to upgrade at middle backer. So if they don't draft one, you got to believe they got their sights on Danny Trevathan, who John Fox coached out there for Denver, because I don't think Denver can re-sign all their free agents. So there's a couple of guys I think they would target.
Jim, great information as always. I really appreciate you joining us, and thank you very much for watching ChicagoBears.com.